One of the biggest items on the agenda for many Florida legislators was state pension reform. At the start of the lawmaking session, House Speaker Steve Crisafulli spoke about it urgently.
I've also made no secret that state and local pension reform needs to be passed by this legislature. It's an issue we cannot afford to ignore.
This would have been the third year that state pension reform was brought to the House. Last week, Democratic Representative Dwayne Taylor of Daytona Beach and House Minority Leader Mark Pafford held a press meeting in the Capitol to declare open season on anything state pension related.
I think we have a very healthy system. You know, you keep hearing the talk about reform, but I just don't think that any reform is needed right now.
We're about ready to see some new revenue numbers that would demonstrate that the FRS program, if you will, the pension, is going to be fine relatively soon.
Taylor and Pafford say the logic behind reforming state pensions is faulty, while supporters have claimed that it would cost the state $500 million a year to support the current pension system. The idea is based off an assumption that all eligible retirees would leave at the same time, a scenario considered unlikely. Now, House Leader Crisafulli is saying that he's dropping statewide pension reform from the agenda. The reason? A recent study of the Florida retirement system shows closing pensions would cost the state more money. Crisafulli had been promoting shifting workers to a 401k-style investment plan. FSU political scientist Carol Weissert, who has been monitoring this issue closely, says the motive to drop it is simple.
This is really a long-term issue, and I think maybe it'll come back in future sessions. But I'm just guessing that they've just decided there are a number of other pressing issues and this one is not.
That doesn't mean that all pensions are a non-issue. Weissert says that, unlike the exaggeration surrounding state pensions, the issues surrounding municipal or local pensions, which go to cops and firefighters, have more support for changes.
The Leroy Collins Institute, which I had done a number of studies on this, and we have quantified that there are a number of municipal pensions that are not being funded adequately. They have a lot more liabilities than they do assets.
There's still work to be done, but even so, Weissert says that in comparison to other states, Florida's pension program is pretty darn good.
We're the envy of many states. Talk to California or Illinois or quite a number of other states that have tremendous problems. Our system is very well run, and they said it's kind of the poster child for how to do it right.
But given that state pension reform has become an annual legislative issue, it could come back up. House Speaker Crisafulli says he wants to dive deeper into the numbers before deciding on how to move forward. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.